Well, Liam, the end of day one here at Cheltenham and a second 6-wicket haul for you of the summer. Is that as condensed a 5-wicket haul as you can remember?
Kind of went quite quickly, didn't it? I wasn't happy with how I bowled to begin with, and then, yeah, it all kind of came in a big clump after just before and after lunch. I can't remember just probably taking five in such a short spell, but it's one of those things. I managed to get the ball in a better area. They played some poor shots, I bowled some good balls, and you just take your luck when it comes to you. I think the main thing was we realised we bowled too short to begin with, and we got our areas and lines much better, especially after lunch. I thought Jimmy bowled really well, and then Benny Howe did as well. So I think the main thing was bowling the right area, and I was the lucky one who got the reward today.
Duckett's wicket appeared to be the catalyst for it all.
Yeah, he played really well. He struck the ball well. He hits in different areas, so he hits some of our balls that we normally think left-handers were good balls for four. And I think we just probably gave him a little bit too much width, but credit to him, he came out, he played his shots, he looked really good, he hit the ball well. But yeah, it was just one of those things. I probably wasn't overly happy with the ball. It was a short one, but he hit straight down Benny's throat at fine leg, and like I said, you've got to take your wickets when they come, and getting him just kind of set off a bit of a collapse.
Is it one of those wickets where there will be balls where the batsman can score quickly because it's a ground like that, but there's some encouragement for the bowlers too?
Yeah, I think if you get the ball with that fuller length and that fuller area, you get a little bit of nibble, not a huge amount, but enough to keep you interested. And it swung for us for probably about half the innings. So as long as you got in the right area, there's plenty there for the bowler. But any width or anything too short is very easy to put away because it's quite a slow-paced pitch. And like, you know, it's Cheltenham. If you get through the infield, it's going to run away.
And in terms of the batting for both teams, some batsmen got in and got decent scores, others got out cheaply. It's getting beyond that sort of stage where you're still in kind of start mode that's important, isn't it? And Northampton, fortunately, from your point of view, got 4 wickets out in those last 24 overs.
Yeah, it's obviously we would have much rather have less wickets down from our point of view, but like I say, the batsmen have got in, Wakers for a prime example, got in and made scoring look easy at times. Scored a decent 100 and got to give credit to him. But I think it's going to be one of those, the people who work hard to get themselves in will benefit. Marshy's looking really good, he's done the hard yards, he's got himself in 20 and looks set. And it's just, they showed, even when Crook came out and Duckett to begin with, if you're willing to stay out there and bat time, then you will get some boundary balls and you will get your money's worth. It's just one of those wickets where it's hard to get started on, but once you're in, it's going to be hard to dislodge someone.
The game's already progressed quite a long way after one day, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Tomorrow morning's going to be crucial. We've got to come out, we've got to bat well, and just hopefully Coey and Marshy can get us through and right to lunch, and we'll be in a really good position. If we can get to lunch with no more than one down and decent runs on the board, then we're in a really strong position to push this game forward. But then, likewise, if we come out and we don't do what we want to do, then we're going to be on the back foot. Tomorrow morning's going to be the crucial session, I feel.